Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Whittingcrew Wheeler, and again, it is Wednesday, May 8th. It's a good day. Wednesday. It's a hump day. But welcome back, of course. Love having everyone here. Talking fishing, loving fishing, doing all that crazy good stuff. And tonight we're talking about CPR. And now we're not talking five compressions and a breath or, you know, staying alive. We're talking about catch, photo, and release. We'll also talk about FNR. And FNR is something that I truly enjoy and take great pride in doing. But more on that later. So let's break down tonight's show, how it's all going to work. It'll be pretty simple, really. Tonight's show, we're going to recap some things a little bit. We're also going to have the Pig of the Week later on. I know you guys love that little piggy wiggy, that little squeal, piggy squeal. Those little, little taste. We're going to also have some great info for everyone, and of course, me. Well, folks, you can always call in at 714-816-4727. If you want to chat with me, tell us about, you know, the fish you've caught, and yeah, it's going to be a great show. So let's get right to it. We got some new sound bites I'm gonna shoot y'all's leg.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
Gotta love it. So, all right. Here we go. Let's start off with how we're going to break down the CPR session of the show. Is, you know, we all can figure out how to catch them, okay? That's one of the easy things. But let's talk about the photo and how to properly handle a fish during the photo, some tricks I've learned that have really, really made things easy for me, at least. It has really helped, you know, my fish, you know, walk away or swim away unharmed, okay, along with some other things that that are little tricks to trade kind of thing. Alright. Great. So anyway, before we get on to that, we're going to take our first commercial break with, remember, folks, these are my sponsors or people that I support. You should support them, too. But take a quick minute, go grab a drink. But first, listen to my sponsors, and then listen to me. Wait till after the show to get that drink.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Aquaman sport fishing, y'all. Okay. Have you ever wanted to go catch a marlin, tuna, wahoo, maybe amberjack, maybe big jack revolves, or just have a great time on a boat just hanging out? But guess what? We can also do that from a kayak. Featuring mother shipping trips and many, many other great ideas to get you out on the water and get you a fish of a lifetime. Go to fishaquaman.com. Check them out. Captain Chris will be running with me all year long. He'll be the captain. I'll be the mate. We run mother shipping trips, inshore, offshore, you name it. We'll be doing it. So come on up to Virginia Beach and have a great time with Aquaman Sport Fishing, only on the flat line. Again, go to fishaquaman.com for more info. Hi, Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. Little old school Nintendo. Gotta love it. Get that princess. Again, folks, welcome back to Low Sodium Show. I am your host, Mark Lenny Crew Wheeler. It is Wednesday, May 8th, year of our Lord, 2013. So let's get right into the catch photo release. Every other show I do is about catching. Let's talk about the photo and fish handling, okay? And it's pretty simple, really. There's two things I want to really stress, okay? If I grab you by the face, okay, and I hang you from your face, okay, vertically, it's going to hurt a lot, okay? Great thing is that fish can be hung vertically from their mouth, okay? It's one of those great things, all right? Certain fish, they won't have any issues with it, it won't break their jaw, won't do whatever, but it will screw up their insides, okay? So, that's the first thing I want to say. Second, well, part 1B, okay, is that fish grippers and all those, you know, boga grips and everything else are great for when you need to aerate a fish to get them back and lively and going, okay? It is the devil for lifting up big fish, unless you're doing an FNR, and an FNR is coming later, okay? When things are really nice and groovy. So, okay, boga grips, fish grips, stuff like that are the devil. Okay, just take them and put them away. For all of y'all that need to put a fish gripper in a freaking bass mouth, you're wrong, okay? Go put your rods away, all right, and just hang your head, all right? Because reach your hand in that maw, okay? Get on the death grip and just, all right? And yank his ass out of the water, okay? Simple as that. For everyone needs to put one, just stop, okay? You know, I understand if you're fishing for, like, walleye, okay? They have teeth, you know, kick them in, all right? You don't need to put a fish grip in every mouth that you catch, okay? It drives me absolutely insane. I've seen guys lose great fish that if they would just reach in the maw, get a death grip, okay, and kick him into the boat, the kayak, you'll be gold. All right, second thing I'm going to say about that, part one, I already lost track, C, I guess, nets. Nets are there for a reason, okay? I love nets, okay? But netting properly is key to all this, okay? When you net a fish, do not come behind the fish, okay? You'll lose them every time, okay? And if you don't, you got lucky, okay? How to properly net a fish, okay? And don't try to take no big boat net out with you. You'll just get embarrassed, all right? And be swimming, you know, kind of doing the float for life, okay? Go Rangers, woo! Sorry. Buddha. All right. So, netting, all right? You bring the fish in, keep the fish's head in the water, okay? I see too many people losing fish by lifting the rod up and the fish's head comes out of the water, okay? That's bad, really bad juju, okay? When the fish's head comes out of the water, they go schizo, okay? Just like if I took your head and dunked your head underwater, what are you going to do? You're going to go schizo. Simple as that, okay? So, bring the fish, heads in the water, you should have your net ready to go already, okay? Bring the fish around and get some motion going. Get them moving, okay? Dip the net in the water in front of his head, and with one hand in with the net, the other hand with the rod tip, bring him around, all right? When he sees the net, scoop him, okay? From the face, okay? Fish can't go backwards very well, okay? It's just one of those things. They can't go in reverse. All right, they're going to go forward, forward left, forward right. Pretty simple. You just take it, and if you catch up to him quick enough, whoop, he's right in the net, head first, bring him right in the kayak, lay him in your lap. Happy, happy, joy, joy, y'all. All right. All right. Second thing I'm going to say about anything, okay? I'm sorry, I've lost my track of thought because the Rangers are kicking the capital butt. Yeah! is that if you are not planning on F and R, okay, and you've got to, you know, reach in and find your camera and get your board, which is in a hatch, and everything else, all right, have a way of keeping the fish, okay, in the water so he can stay aerated, okay? He needs that flow, that good flow, yeah, okay? You know, like the insurance flow kind of thing, all right? So having a net, all right, with a piece of fishing line around the top of the hoop, okay? Now a net's broken down in three parts, the net itself, the hoop, which is where the net connects to the aluminum, steel, you know, enemy ribs, whatever, okay, and the handle. If you take a piece of fishing line, tie it off to one of the pieces of the net near the top of the net, near the hoop, okay, braid that through to the netting, okay, and just kind of like half hitch it to that knot when you need to. You've got a big enough net, don't you? That you can undo that, zip the top closed enough to keep the fish in, okay, and you're rocking and rolling. Makes sense, doesn't it? It's like genius, all right? Or if you're like a, you know, part of the Jackson family, you've got the Awesome Sauce approved big tuna, which has a live oil inside of it, okay? I'm just saying. So, with those things in mind, all right, oh, we haven't even saw the chat room yet. Let's see here. Let's see. The chat room real fast. Stick your thumb in their mouth and grab me. Cool. All right. So, with all that being said, Mark is pinching the child. Yes, I'm pinching my child, my children, so they won't be quiet. So, with all that being said, the next segment of the show after this quick drink break for me is going to be on the actual bringing them on the boat, taking the photo, how to properly do that, okay, along with, ooh, that was a nasty hit. Oh, I think he broke his arm. He broke something. Yeah, I love hockey. but the, you know, the taking the photo, and then the release portion, which is very important, and we're going to break all that down. But first, a word from one of my sponsors. Again, stay tuned for more from the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each plank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
You hear me talking about unfair lures, and unfair lures are truly setting the new standard for all other fishing, hard fishing lures out in the market right now. From their patent-pending Merrill Dinkum's mullet, to the greenie, to the sinking and floating shrimp, unfair lures are unfair lures take fishing into catching. So for more information, go to unfairlures.com and join the Fish O Nation. Get you some official, some unfair lures. Welcome back, folks. Sorry, it's hard to do a radio show as a single dad. So, with all that being said, welcome back. Photo release portion of this awesome sauce show. So, you've got your fish, you got your camera ready, right? You're using whatever you want to use. Okay. Here's a little tip for you. When you go in to board your fish for the photo, either board it or you know, doing, you know, the hero shot or whatever, okay? To be able to do it right, okay, you need to have some idea of what you're going to be taking your photo of, okay, and how you need to do it. Here's my trick for you. Go out to Walmart. Go to, you know, Dollar Store or whatever. All right. And buy one of those cheap pillow fishes, okay? You know, the ones I'm talking about, the ones the kids always want, and you're looking at going, I wish I could catch a fish that big. Okay. What you're going to do is sit out in your kayak, okay, after your house or whatever, your apartment complex, you know, your mother's, you know, living room, whatever, okay? Sit inside there, lay your fish on the fishing board, okay? And then take a bunch of pictures from different positions, okay? What you're trying to do, okay, is you're attempting to, or what you're doing is you're learning where you need to be effective in taking that picture, okay? And you know if your camera is going to be able to take a picture of a fish long enough to work, okay? So, after you've done that, you figure, okay, I've got to hold my arms straight over my head in this position to get the best photo, okay? Or I can take the photo, you know, right above my eyes or whatever, okay? Once you do that, you will save a bunch of time. And in releasing a healthy fish, time is your enemy, it's your frenemy, okay? It's your friend and it's your enemy, okay? Friend being, you do it quick enough, you do it fast enough, you do it good enough, okay? You can literally throw the fish on the board, close the mouth, push them forward, lift it up, take the picture, quickly look at it, that's a great picture, and drop them in the water, okay? Revive them if you need to. Okay. It is literally going to be that fast, okay? It's going to be your enemy when you go and you hit the button, and your camera shuts off because you hit the wrong button, so you got to turn it back on. It's got 5-second wait for it to load up and do whatever it needs to do. And then you take the picture and it's all screwed up. And you take another one, take another one. Actually, no, it's already been 3 or 4 minutes. The fish has been laying on that board. It's going to be really hard to revive that fish and let him go healthy, okay? There was a great interview that I heard of on the, what was it? It was the Bowfish Tarpon Trust show. With all the names and the, you know, Flip Palette and, you know, Lefty Cray and everything else, where they said that for a bonefish, okay, literally this is how fast a bonefish will slowly, you will, has a life after being pulled out of the water. If a bonefish is pulled out of the water for only 5 seconds, okay, and after those 5 seconds, his chances of recovering from the catch, from reviving, okay, and being able to live more than 48 hours, that's their how they're going about this. After 5 seconds, their life expectancy drops only 5%. That is insane, okay? They have a 5% chance after being out of the water for only 5 seconds. This is the 5 and 5 rule, they were calling it, okay, of living. And that's insane, okay? This is absolutely nutty, all right? And, yes, it's always great to wet the board first. You know, and along with that, don't rub the fish back and forth like you're trying to, you know, clean the kitchen counter, all right? It's just dumb, all right? Always wet your hands first before you touch the fish. Don't want to lose that slime, all that happy hoo-ha-ha. The release portion, okay? I see a lot of people taking those little bass and doing the Bassmaster flip with them. You know, they kind of flip up, they do the double, you know, back flip,
you know, turning cross and whatever until they hit the water kind of thing. Don't do that, okay? It's just dumb, all right? Now you're putting a huge amount of stress when you do that flip on the bottom jaw, on his internal organs. His best aren't meant to flip in the air like that, okay? It's just not good, period, all right? Best thing to do is just lower him in the water, give him a little push, and watch him for a second, all right? If he kicks away from you, great. If he just kind of lazily sits there for a second, your hand's still in his mouth, remember. Just bring him around. Give him a couple of turns or back and forth, okay? And then push him off, and you watch him. The tail will just go, and you'll be golden, okay? Simple as that, all right? This is where having a lip gripper is great. So if you've got a big, let's say, red drum, let's say you've got a muskie. You lock that on there. You have a leash on there, don't you? Okay. Tie off to a cleat or whatever and start paddling, okay? Doesn't matter if he's spinning. He's just getting all that goodness in his gills, okay? Paddle for 20, 30 yards. Bring him back in. Kind of look at him. Hold him steady, okay? Because if he is spinning, okay, what happens when you spin? You get dizzy. When you get dizzy, you don't feel right. It'll take you a few seconds to get right. All right? So, give him a few seconds. If he goes to try to kick off, release the grippers and let him go. Okay? Simple as that. All right. So now we've done the CPR portion of the show. All right. Now we get into the bread and butter, what I really enjoy, the FNR. And you're going, what's FNR? And we will get to that in a second. But right after this commercial break, remember, folks, this is the Kayak Fishing Radio Network and the Low Sodium Show every Wednesday night. I can't find my sound bite for this next point. There it is. So we'll be right back with more FNR on the Low Sodium Show.
Give me the Flaccid Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him, you got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Looking for a new cooler with a lifetime warranty and made 100% in the United States? Look no further than Orca Coolers. These roto-molded, rugged coolers feature premium quality, seamless construction, meaning they're built to take whatever you and Mother Nature throws at them. Orca Coolers allow ice to keep for days, and they have non-slip feet so your cooler stays where you want it. With secure external latch system, the lid always stays closed. Orca Coolers, made 100% in the USA, always has been, always will be. Check them out at orcacoolers.com.
Bull Bay Custom Rods are handcrafted, designed, built by fishermen for fishermen. Each blank goes through a rigorous stress test to ensure the highest quality, period. You can actually feel the action of the bite as well as lure vibration through the foregrip. Made with the highest quality components and made to your specifications. Bull Bay Custom Rods bring innovation to your hands. Go to bbrods.com to check out some amazing custom rods. Bull Bay Custom Rods, built by fishermen for fishermen.
I know you guys love that. All right, folks, pick of the week. The pick of the week goes to my buddy Don Malkowski, fellow captain. He's finally coming home. And what are you still on? Where was he? He was down in Costa Rica, man. This dude was loving Costa Rica. He's been down there all winter, finally coming back. Just load up the boat he works on the transport ship. And, they've been doing it really hardcore down there. Marlin, sailfish, tuna, mahi, you name it. They've been getting into it. And, Don, you did have the pick of the week for this week. Thanks, buddy, and hopefully see you soon. Safe travels, bud. All right, folks, welcome back to the Low Sodium Show. I am the hostess with the mostest, Mark Landon Crew Wheeler. And I don't know if I played the soundbite yet, but we're going to play it right now because I think it's really awesome. Here we go.
The
following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's the Low Stadium Show with Mark Lynn and Koo Wheeler. All right, folks. Now we're going to talk about F&R, and you'll be going, what the hell is he talking about? What's an F&R? F&R is filet and release. Oh, yeah. This is where I get all happy. Okay. I love filleting fish. Why? You're going, what the hell is this guy doing, man? Why is he talking about filet and release? Okay. And how? Why do you love filleting fish? The reason I enjoy filleting fish, okay, is because not a lot of people do it correctly, okay, or they don't know how to do it, all right? I enjoy doing it because, you know, it's a really gets me intimate with that fish. I know what he's eating because I open up the gut cavity, okay? I notice how healthy the fish is by the color, the flesh, and everything else. It's just one of those things that I truly enjoy doing. I'm very good at it. Okay, I have a lot of experience, all right? And, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things that, you know, you grow up doing it. It's, you know, it's what I love doing. We're going to break down three different ways to correctly handle your catch, okay, or fillet your catch, all right, depending on the species of the fish and the low sodium, so we're going to break down those three. We're going to talk about how to correctly handle your catch, okay, because I see things that are done that you're very sharing. Okay, and then people wonder why their fish tastes like poo, okay? It tastes like a big old pile of, you know, and they're making faces like,
hello.
You know, it's just, meh, all right? So simply we're going to do it like this, okay? When you decide you're going to keep a fish, either A, it's gut hooked, whatever, okay? And I know guys are going, you don't need to do this. I enjoy my fish like, shut up and listen to me, okay? It's simple like this, y'all. When you catch your fish, okay, doesn't matter what it is, bleed the dang thing, okay? That's really simple, okay? For because we're not talking about doing sushi style or anything else like that, okay? What you're going to do is you have a pair of scissors, a small knife, whatever, open the gills, okay, and just cut the gills. Simple as that. Don't cut the throat latch. Don't do anything crazy. Just cut the gills, okay? Once you've done that, tie them up. You can use rope. You can use a stringer. Use whatever. Drop them overboard and let him expire naturally. Let that heart pump out all that blood. Don't pull out the guts. Don't punch him in the head. Don't do anything crazy. You want that heart to work against the fish, okay? You're going to bleed the sucker dry. Simple as that, all right? So let them pump it all out, okay? I don't put them in a cooler at this point. I put them back in the water they've been in. I let them pump all that stuff out, okay? That's one thing to do. Second thing, always have a cooler with ice with you. If you can, okay? If not, just leave them in the water you caught them in. Their bodies are naturally going to stay good. Okay, the water's always cooler unless you're down like the floor, you know, down in Florida. We're talking about 90 degree water temps. Then you want to put them in a cooler. Okay, so they go in the cooler. Make sure that the fish, okay, isn't packed in fresh water ice. Why are you saying this, Mark? You're losing your mind again, dude. Okay, tap water ice has chlorine, it has ammonia, it has things in it that will actually turn and cook your fish, okay, and make it nasty. It's bad. Don't do it, okay? What I do personally, okay, any of the natural waters that don't have chlorine, or even if they do, okay, I put all my water before I freeze it in my big deep freeze in a bucket, okay? I let the bucket sit there for about a week. The chlorine, the ammonia, all that stuff is going to kind of evaporate off, okay? You have a much cleaner water, which is key to this, and then I freeze it in, you know, trays and stuff like that, okay? You know, I carry, you know, bottles, you know, all those little bottles of Pepsi you drink or Coke or, on the plastic bottles, fill them up with water, okay, stick them in your freezer. When you need to use them and you're going, how am I going to get crushed ice with this? You have a hammer, right? Keep it in the bottle and release your anger. If, you know, you're married, you know what I'm talking about. The wife's nagging, ning, 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 and you're going, look at the woman. You take this outside, you start beating on it, it releases that anger, it makes you happy, you cut the bottle, you pour the ice in the container, in your cooler, because you know you're using an Oracle cooler, right? Drop the plastic in the trash, and then you have crushed ice, simple as that. Oh, I never thought of that, huh? Now you know. All right? So now you get back to the boat ramp, okay? And you're going, okay, what am I going to do with this fish now? It's really simple, okay? You do one of two things, okay? If you are going to eat the fish whole, okay, here we go. Get ready, get a pen and paper. You better have one, okay? If you're going to eat the fish whole, okay, leaving the head, or if you're going to remove the head, okay, but you want, you know, like trout style, like the rainbow trout, okay, what you're going to do, sorry, just trying to read the chat room. Okay, if you're going to, rainbow trout style, okay, you're going to want a knife, okay? My personal preference is the Bubba Blade. Go to bubbablade.com. Awesome knives. I have both the Stiffy and the Flex Blade. They're both 9 inches. They're both extremely comfortable. They are really, really good stuff, okay? I'm telling you, if you're looking for a new fillet knife or looking to go old, you know, go find something better because you're losing your mind with your cheap blade. They're like $55. They will last you forever. I absolutely love them. I mean, they're great blades, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to use a flex knife for this. It's just a little thinner blade. Works really well, okay? I'm going to take the point of the knife. I'm going to stick it right behind the vent. Okay, where's the vent? Look at the belly. Travel that back from the head to the tail. When you get to a spot where there's a hole, guess what? It's a pooper. Little pooper. Okay? Take the knife right behind that. All right? And just make a little incision past the vent and stop. Okay? We're talking about head off because this is the easiest way to do it. Okay? Go ahead and cut the throat latch finally. Okay? Now, what I do is I follow that throat latch, the thing underneath where the Adam's apple would be, okay, and just take the knife and just ring that where the gills were, okay, just ring that all out. You're breaking down that membrane, and then cut the head off, and everything should pull right out. If it doesn't, you got to reach in there, start pulling things out, okay. I said, Bubba, you know Tommy, like Bubba, 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 like Bubba, 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 okay, Bubba Blade. BubbaBlade.com, okay? All right? If you're trying to keep the gut intact or the gut cavity, you know, there, just kind of pull everything out. If you don't need that, you just want it fully open, take that knife straight all the way up, okay? Cut off the throat latch, pull everything out. Now, everyone asks me, what is that line of darkness in between that membrane? That's the kidneys. Okay, that's the liver, that's all the things that purify the blood of a fish, okay? It would behoove you to get rid of that stuff, y'all, okay? And all it takes is your thumb, just scrape it all out, and you'll be golden. You're done, okay? Clean it out. Again, do not use tap water for this. I find that using the water I am fishing in, okay, the freshwater lake, the salt water, okay, when I do a trip, every time I do a trip, I pull 1 or 2 gallons of the water I'm on, okay? I then take it home. If it's fresh water, okay, I immediately boil it for, you know, 30 minutes, okay? Yeah, I'm going to lose a bit of fresh water, and it seems a little, you know, crazy, but there are some crazy little microbes living out there in the water, baby, so I'm going to make sure I don't get any of them, okay? If it's salt water, I just let it sit there in a 5-gallon bucket, you know, for about 2 or 3 days. Make sure there's nothing crazy going to, like, all of a sudden come to life, okay? And then I freeze it. When I'm going, about ready to go fishing, I take it out. I stick it on the counter. By the time I get back, it's unthawed. Now I can go ahead and use it. Wash all your fish with that. Do not use tap water. It will cook your fish. Okay? Now, that's one way of doing it. After this quick break, we're going to talk about the other ways and then how to seal your fish up to last through the long non-fishing season. We'll be right back on the Low Sodium Show, only on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Jackson Kayak. You hear me talking about Jackson Kayak for the past 2 years now, and truly, if you haven't seen the Jackson Kayak, paddled with Jackson Kayak, you're wrong. Family-owned and operated since 2003. A truly American success story. For more information, go to jacksonkayak.com for more info, or your local dealer to check out the great Cuda, Big Tuna, Coosa, and the Superfishall, the stand-up paddleboard for fishermen. All right, folks, we're back. Quick little shout-out to Tommy Head Jigs. Again, they will be used for the inshore scene for on the flat line this year. We're talking light gear, you know, going after puppy drum or using them to catch spot croakers. And possibly some bigger fish along with that. Tommy Hedges, folks, can't say enough about him. Crew adds a huge amount of action to baits that never had action before. So go to TommyHedges.com for more info on them. All right, so you've got a whole fish, okay? Now you want fillets, okay? This is filleting 101, okay? You got that pen and paper, right? All right, what you're going to do, lay the fish on its side, okay? Oh, and if you want to scale them, scale them. I never scale fish. Why? Because I never leave the skin on because I fillet or steak, and I remove the skin already. Long story. Anyway, if I'm going to fillet, if I'm going to steak, okay, this is how I do it, okay? Steaking, pretty simple. You remove the skin or you remove the scales, and you take the knife and just go, hi-ya, and just cut out steaks. Done. Simple. Walk away. All right. For filleting, this is filleting 101. Again, you have a bubble blade, right? All right. You take that bubble blade, okay? And there's three main sections of a fish, the head, the tail, and the ribs. Okay, they have two sets of ribs. They have ribs that cover the internal organs. I call them pain in the ass ribs. Okay? And then I have what's called guide ribs. Those are the ones that will go along the spine, okay, to really give them the structural rigidity, okay, to the fish. And what you're going to do is you're going to start at the head. Okay, and that structural, the guide ribs, okay, you can understand why I say guide ribs in a second. Those guide ribs come out and they help control those fins on top of the fish, okay, the sharky fins, okay. The ones we all talk about. What you're going to do, take your knife from the top side, whichever side's up, right above those fins, okay, and just make a real shallow cut from the head to the tail on the top of the fish, okay? All you're doing is you're just starting your spot, okay, where you should go. When you make your initial cut, okay, you want to see where those ribs are. They're going to be your guides, okay? You only need to use the first 2 inches of your fillet knife 90% of the time, okay? You're not cutting, you know, tuna here where you need all 9 inches of this blade. You only need the front 2 inches, okay? Why is that? Because you can take the tip, you'll put the tip against those guide ribs, okay? And all you're going to do is just slide the blade towards the tail, nice and slow. You hear it go, brrrick, brrrick, brrrick. What you're doing is you're separating the meat from those ribs. Okay, when you get to the spine, stop. Flip the fish over. do the same thing on the other side. Okay? What you're doing is pretty simple. Okay? Is you're starting to get the flesh off. Okay? Now, you've done it on both sides. You're going, well, what am I doing here? They're Kemosabe. Pretty simple stuff here, y'all. Okay? When you get to that spot, go over the spine and finish up. Okay? For those ribs, the pain in the ass ribs, okay? Just take your knife, follow them up to the skin, follow it around, and just cut all around that area. Okay, if you like the belly meat, that's fine. I hate dealing with the damn thing. Okay? And just cut that whole section off from the vent to the head. You'll feel it where it's, you know, fleshy goodness and gutty nastiness. That line. Just cut that all out. You can do that. It's pretty simple, okay? Go all the way down to the tail. Boom. You have a fillet. Flip them over. Now you're not trying to fight a, you know, cattywampus fish. Comes right off. Pretty simple stuff. Now, how to get the skin off. Depending on the fish, and if you bled it, you bled it, right? This is where bleeding really comes in handy, okay? When you bleed the fish, they will naturally come a little loose. The skin will come loose from the flesh, okay? Because the blood isn't supplying the flesh, it isn't supplying the skin, okay? And it will just start to kind of come off a little bit. Think of an old person, okay? They're not getting as much blood to the skin or their extremities, so guess what? It starts to get saggy, it starts to get loose. Same thing, okay? Just tastier. Not saying I've eaten old person, but... what you're going to do, again, okay, go from the tail. This is where you start from the tail on this one, okay? Take your knife. This is where we're going to use that back section, that back two-thirds, okay? Place the knife flat against the skin. Use your nail to kind of dig in and just start it. All you're doing is holding the skin down, okay? You're taking your hand and just pushing with a slight, you know, side-to-side shake. Okay, getting that blade going. You're not slicing, you're not dicing, you're not slam chopping, okay? Just by you pushing and just kind of taking your hands back and forth, you know, the Pee Wee Herman, you know, with his hands in front of his, you know, anyway. Or the Muhammad Ali, there you go, where you're just kind of shaking. All right, you're going to start shaking it and sliding back and forth, keeping the blade flat against the skin, okay? And they'll come right off. You'll have no issues. Do that on both of them. Now, on species like catfish, ones that have a really tight skin, okay, all you're going to do is take your knife, okay, cut around the head, cut down the belly, on either side, start from the pec fins, just feel the mushiness to the vent. Make a slight incision right there. You're not cutting deep, okay? Just cut the skin around the head, the belly, and everything else. Then start at the head. It's going to be right at his back. All right? All you need to do is kind of pull that away. Take a pair of really good pliers, clench it on there, and pull. The skin's going to pull right off. Okay? Skin's off of that section. Go ahead and grab the head, grab the tail, and make them touch. You know, from their back. Just put it, break the back. Make an incision. The head's going to come off. Okay? When the head comes off, the guts are going to come with it. Now you have a big hunk of meat and tail. You're done. Fry it up like that. I'm telling y'all. Yeah, there's going to be some bones in it, but it will be awesome. Get that in a beer batter. Drop it in the fryer. Y'all's bottom lips can be smacking the top of the forehead with goodness. Okay? A little hot sauce. Ooh! Now I'm hungry. All right, so, all of that being said, wish we could fillet it, see. Sorry, I'm reading the chat room. Blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to help folks here for a second, okay? You're going... Well, I release all my... Okay, you've got a fish. He's gut-hooked. He's bleeding. He's most likely not going to make it, and you know he's legal. Keep him, okay? there is nothing wrong with keeping one or two largemouth bass, and depending on the lake you're on, if everyone is catch and release, and remember, folks, follow your state and local regulations. I don't want to hear, well, landing crew said I could keep it, you thunderhead, okay? If it's a legal keep, meaning you can legally keep it, okay, and you know it's only going to go down to the bottom and die, keep the fish, okay? You know someone who eats fish. You know someone that's on hard times. We all know someone like that, right? And if they could get a free meal, that might mean they could, you know, possibly not, you know, kill their spouse in the middle of the night for spending 95 cents on a freaking Snickers bar, okay? So, keep a fish every so often. Practice your filleting skills. Practice your fish-keeping skills. So, with that being said, how to keep your fish in the freezer, fridge, whatever. Fish will last up to 5 days in the fridge, properly stored. What do I mean by that? I do not mean with the skin on. I do not mean, you know, sitting on a plate without anything covering it. It does not mean marinated. Okay, that means skin off, packed in good water, in a air-free bag, all right, on ice. You can use regular ice for this, okay? Why all those steps? One, when fish is packed in liquid, i.e. the water that you're using to rinse them off with, okay, it keeps the water will freeze, the flesh will... It's this whole hydrodynamic rigmarole, okay? Chris, we'll talk about that in a second, buddy. The brain fart. When you pack them in ice or in water, just a little bit, you know, just to, you know, see that, yeah, there's liquid in there. The water's going to freeze around the fillets, and then the fillets are going to freeze. It's just the same thought process as some farmers with fruit, how they pour water over them before the freeze. The water freezes, then the fruit freezes, but the fruit's okay, kind of thing. Same thing, okay? Airtight. Air is the killer of everything, okay? It has bacteria. It has all those microorganisms, okay? And air allows that water to move. If you suck all the air out, if you have a vacuum sealing system, even better, okay, suck all that air out, okay, and the second thing, pack them in ice, okay. If you're going to eat them in 2 or 3 days, pack them in ice. If you're going to freeze them, when I catch a bunch of big fish and the fish I'm going to keep, I go out and I buy the money and I spend the money and I buy some dry ice, okay. It's going to freeze your catch a heck of a lot faster than sticking it in the freezer. Okay, I have my cooler sitting right there. I pack them up. I drop them right inside. They're frozen by the time I'm done filleting and doing everything I need to do. Then I bring them home, stick them in the freezer, and don't have to worry about it. They're frozen. They're done. Easy. Okay? If you take those steps, you'll have a much – you'll be doing not only the fish and yourself justice, but you will have a better product in the end. Now, let's see here. Chris Johnson, what's going on, buddy? Asked, Bleeding Method would work for Kings. I use the tuna method on Kings. And what the tuna method it is their mackerel. Tuna, king, mackerel, you know, are all in the same kind of family, okay? The great thing about them is they have all the same kind of body, vessel-octomy, whatever you want to call it, okay? What you're going to do, you bring that king on board, right? You have the tail, the head's away from you. You take your fillet knife, all right? Skull Rangers up 2-0! Yeah! Woo! Bloody! So what you're going to do is you're going to find the pec fins. Those are the arm fins, I call them, okay? Take your finger, two fingers behind that portion. Take the knife and stab it straight down until you hit the spine. There is a blood vessel that comes from the heart and runs right behind that and then goes up into the meat, okay? That's where you're going to catch, bam, hit him right there, turn him over, hit him in the same spot, okay? Then this is the only time you're going to kill a fish before he's done bleeding. Okay? They are running, their heart runs for a good 2 or 3 minutes after they're dead. Okay? So stab them right in the head. Okay? Then reach back to where the tail is and just ream it. Just make a, you know, an incision to this, to the backbone. We're all the way around there. Okay? Tie the, you know, a line through the mouth if you can, and one on the tail, and drop them over. Okay? And just let them bleed out. I do this for kings all the time. And you get, you literally have little to no bloodline, not as much oil in the meat. It is a truly superior product, okay, when you do it like that. And literally, what I do is after I, you know, I don't see any more blood coming out of him and he's not flipping or freaking out, I immediately cut the head off, remove the guts, okay, cut the tail off. If I have to, I'll split them in half and make them fit in my cooler, okay, and I pack them in saltwater slurry ice. And what is saltwater slurry ice? Is I take that saltwater that I've been collecting and I freeze it, right? Again, I have it in plastic jugs that I can easily break apart with a sledgehammer. Okay? I break that all up, stick it in the cooler. When I get to the boat ramp, I take a bucket of ice, of the water from the boat ramp, or from, you know, if your boat ramp is nasty, I'll paddle out and get my water, pour it in there. Just enough to get the ice floating. Now you have a slurry. The other day, the ice is going to slowly melt. It's actually going to be much colder than just regular ice. Okay. Once you do all that, you drop them in there, get that slurry going, and I'm telling you, man, you'll get such a high quality product out of them. Because I do the commercial stuff as well, and you know that's why I'm saying product. You get that higher grade fish that is just awesome. It's just truly awesome. And I've actually had guys make sushi out of the king mackerel I catch because I cured them so well. So I hope that helps for you. But again, folks, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, gripes, complaints, I don't care. No, folks, I do care. You can contact me anytime at landingcrew@yahoo.com, mark@kayakfishingradio.com. Send me a line. Let me know what's going on. Send me your fish picks, and you might be the next Pick of the Week winner. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who showed up tonight. I'd like to thank Tommy Head Jigs, Bull Bay Rods, Orca Coolers, Jackson Kayaks, and everyone that makes this show possible, and Unfair Lures. I hope everyone has. Okay, we still have questions about this stuff. No fear of sharks when doing this. No, actually, I don't have any fear of sharks. The reason is, you know, it doesn't matter if you bleed them and have them hang them off the stringer, if they're alive hanging off a stringer, off of a rope, on a fish that big. You know, if they're going to eat it no matter what. And literally bleed them out, it takes 10 minutes tops, okay? If I see a shark, you know, I just flop them back into the kayak, for a few minutes and drop them back in and out, in and out. I'll take the 10 minutes and do that. Why? That shark's still around, guess what? He's going to get a free head and gut dinner, okay? Cut the head, gut him, drop him overboard, wash him off kind of thing. You know, and as the head and guts are slowly sinking, he's going to come up, get a meal. He's going to be happy. He's going to walk away. He's like, oh, that was awesome. Oh, that was so delicious. Thank you so much, Mr. Kayak Fisherman. Simple as that. So, hopefully that answered that question. Again, folks, I'm Mark Landon Crew Wheeler. Check me out at fishaquaman.com. Come on down. We'll have a great time. Catch some fish. And have a ton of fun. All that being said, I hope everyone has a great night. I hope you learned something tonight. Never forget the Benghazi 4 with all that. Always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing. And get your fish. Oh, man. Oh, good night, everybody. Yeah.